From the LiveX studios in New York City, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Corey Banky, my partner here at Cheesehead TV. I'm coming to you live from my living room in New York City. And Corey joins us live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, across the street from Lambeau Field. And we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, I get to say I told you so when it comes to the Packers' chances in San Francisco. And we look ahead to the showdown with the Steelers in Lambeau on Sunday. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
Yosh. Oh, my gosh, Nyman.
We got the bad. We got
kick. Oh, no. Coverage.
We got the ugly. We got
this guy right here. That's right. I put myself, Aaron Nagler, in the ugly this week because I doubted. I did not keep the faith, Corey. You were right. You get to say, I told you so.
Yeah, well, it's easy to say I told you so when I always tell you that the Packers are going to win. So there you go.
So that when they win,
you know,
you get to say, you told you. That's, I like it. That's,
yeah,
a good philosophy.
You know,
how you doing? How you doing there, Banky? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I don't know how you do this every day, Nagler. I don't know how you do this content thing. I feel like I just have a like an IV attached to me, and it's just taking content out of my soul. I had a lot of fun with AJ Dillon. Last night I was able to go to the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce dinner, which is very,
they let you in there?
Very exciting.
That was amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, they did. You know, LiveX, we were a silver sponsor, you know?
Oh,
that's how we're rolling around here.
I guess so.
You know, Nagler hasn't had a bump in his salary in 5 years, but we can afford sponsorship. So, you know, here we are.
Why do you think we can afford to be silver sponsors? Because you got me.
I wish.
Like a hamster on the wheel over here. That's how we do it.
I went to a pretty amazing bar downtown, and I'm not going to name, but it's pretty
in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
When I say
no way,
yeah,
I don't believe
when
that.
When I say the word dive bar to you, okay,
yes.
This was the dive bar that the dive bars go to, right? And yeah, you know, it was great. It was great.
There are plenty of them in that area.
Yeah, you know,
wait,
here we are.
When was this?
Last night.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. You know what I did last night? I stayed home and watched all 22 because that's what I do. I watched the all 22 of the Packers. What was nice is I put out the lament on Twitter that my Game Pass had yet to convert where they finally instituted the all 22 back into NFL Game Pass. But I saw bunches of people on Twitter cutting up clips, like looking at all 22. Mine still didn't feature it. And I was like, just waiting my turn. And some very nice, one of the film geeks that I follow on Twitter, sent me the entire file of the game on All 22.
Wow.
So I thank that anonymous person, because I'm not going to shout them out because they're not supposed to be doing that. But thank you very much. So that's how I spent my evening, cutting it up. And hey, you know, we've kind of buried the lead here, because since you complained about the fact that we start with the news every week on Packer Transplants, it's time.
Yep.
We're breaking with time-honored tradition. Never mind the fact that this has gone back literally over a decade of how we operate here at Packer Transplants. We've got a new segment that I literally just invented earlier today, so we don't have any graphics for it or fun audio or anything, but we will. We'll get there. This is every week now, after the good, bad, and the ugly, we are going to start with the hotness. We're going to get the hotness from the previous game. It could be a big play. It could be an amazing feat of athleticism. Who knows? It's going to be different every week. But this week, we start the very first, the hotness in Packer Transplants history. This will be highlighting Aaron Rodgers' first throw of the final drive. People talk about Aaron Rodgers being the most incredible thrower of the football. Like, you can quibble about Brady and the GOAT and all this stuff, and fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there are precious few humans who can make this throw in the situation that Aaron makes it. Nicholas, if we could roll this, I mean, just look at, now, first of all, the protection is incredible here. Look at this man, survey the field, literally drew this play up on Thursday and completes it to Devontae. Look, I mean, let's look at this again. Right over the outstretched hand of Fred Warner, one of, if not the best middle linebacker in the game. That, my friends, is what we call the hotness. I like that, Banky.
I think we need to. I have an idea for a stinger for the hotness. So,
oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be like.
You're gonna share this with the class,
Do you remember the Buttons song we made? I think it's gonna be. It's gonna be an extension of the Buttons song. Buttons, we've got buttons. We've got miles and miles of buttons.
Oh, I remember that
was a great song.
We did harmony and everything on that.
I think we need to use like some auto tune and like make it like the hotness.
I'm all in the hotness is here stinger. To stay. But now it's time, Corey. It's time to eat your vegetables.
Oh, we got
to
eat our vegetables
now. News.
I do love vegetables, but there
isn't a ton of news this week. At least not up to this exact moment where we're live, so we don't have to go through it too much. But Tyler Lancaster placed on the COVID-19 reserve list. I have still not seen any reporting about whether he has been diagnosed with COVID-19 or if he was just a close contact. The league and the PA obviously have the agreement extending back from last year that, you know, they're not allowed to say. Sometimes reporters will get that information and throw it out there. I haven't seen it yet. So Tyler Lancaster coming off undoubtedly his best game of the year on the COVID-19 reserve list. We'll see how that transpires for the remainder of the week. The other tidbit of news, MVS, Elgton Jenkins, and Kevin King, all not practicing earlier today. Kevin King is still ill? Because he's still listed with the illness designation. He must be really sick. If he's been sick since Sunday, Sunday, and now it's Wednesday, and homeboy is still sick. Something, maybe a little fire underneath that smoke, you think? Maybe? Possibly?
No idea. No speculation.
That's just a long illness is all I know. You know, I mean, goodness knows. We all heal at different rates. But as someone on Twitter said, he's sick of giving up big plays. Hello.
Oh, dear.
Neither. Nothing. I just served that up. Nothing from you. Okay, I got it. I see it.
All
right.
I'm not a fan of all the Kevin King hate. I just don't like it.
I get it. Hey, man.
I don't enjoy it.
Hey, if there's anybody on this internet who has defended Kevin King, it is yours truly. But I did not like the decision to bring him back. And now they've got Stokes playing at a high level, which is very exciting. I do think whenever Kevin's back on the field and able to participate, I think he will still be utilized. But I got to think Stokes made a pretty big claim to a starting role with his performance in San Francisco.
People in the chat are saying Kevin King has a concussion.
Oh, there you go. I had not seen that reporting. I just have the initial response from Rob Domofsky from practice. Chris Barnes still has a concussion as well, of course. Yada yada. Interesting Kevin King has a concussion after being diagnosed as an illness on Sunday morning. We'll see how that develops.
Isn't one of the symptoms of concussion like you can have nausea and you can have, you know, things that are symptomatic of like
that
having an illness?
Yep. So yep.
Like maybe they just misdiagnosed. Maybe they missed it and didn't realize it was a concussion.
Yeah. Maybe it came to the fore later in the week. Entirely possible. Maybe the long plane ride brought it up. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Let's talk about the offense, shall we? We'll get to the defense and Stokes and what have you in a little bit. Talk about the offense.
They came to play. That was the offense I've been waiting for. I've been waiting so long for this. And Yash, you can't say enough about Yash. Yash.
You can't, right? I mean, the fact that guy got thrown in there, and I thought Coach made a good point in his presser when he talked about how the decision to go with Yash was based off the fact that he, quote, earned it, as opposed to sliding Billy Turner over, playing Kelly at right tackle, which I thought was what they were going to do. And he made a good point about going back and watching his preseason tape. Most of that, if not all of it, was against ones. You know, he played extensively in all the preseason games, and he went up against the ones for the Texans, for the Jets, and the Bills. And the Bills tape particularly is really good. And that's probably the best front, one of the best fronts they'll face all year. And he held his own. And I think the perception around Yash probably got colored a little bit after he gave up the sack that got Jordan Love injured in that Texans game. But, you know, he did have a very solid preseason. And they clearly felt comfortable throwing him out there. And Stenovich made that call. But once again, you can't say enough about Yash and just the young guys in general. The fact that Runyon mm-hmm. and Myers and Newman held up as well as they did. And I asked Coach a little bit about that very thing because I did notice it looked like they were firing off the ball a little bit more in man concepts. That, you know, obviously they're a zone running team. That is the entirety of that scheme is predicated on getting that zone game, the zone run game going and then working boot out action off of it. But they look like they were doing a lot more man blocking, firing off the ball, which I thought was smart, given that they had a number of young guys along the line. So I asked Coach about it, and here's what he had to say. Roll it, Nicholas.
Coach, it looked like, and I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it looked like you guys utilized a lot more man/angle blocking in the run game. I mean, you guys are obviously never going to get away completely from zone, but was that particularly because of the defense you were facing, the front you were facing, or was that partly a product of playing so many young guys across your offensive line, you wanted to let them fire off the ball a little bit?
Yeah, I think it was certainly you always take into account what the opposition is doing. But yeah, we implemented some bounce schemes and just as a change up because we really haven't done that. And we thought there were some opportunities to potentially try to just mess with the defensive end, so to speak, just the way they come off the football. So we're always trying to, you want to keep the defense off balance in really every phase, but certainly in the run game, that's an important part to our offense. And when we can stay with the run and be consistent with it and get those rushing attempts in, I think it just opens up so much more in your passing game, whether it's coming off the play passes or maybe even just slowing down the rush a little.
There you go, Coach. Putting it point blank, I love the idea of messing with the defensive ends because that's what's given them such major issues in that building. The two games in 2019 in particular, when they were trying to run a lot of the zone stuff, the zone outside zone, and Bosa or whoever just kind of blew it up. And I'll never forget seeing a play where Bakhtiari is back 3 yards in the backfield and thinking, what, you're just banging your head against a wall. I think mm-hmm. allowing both, you know, the tackles, but, you know, as well as bringing in tight ends and really attacking the defensive ends. We saw a big dog on one running play help spring Aaron Jones for an 8 yard gain. All of that, so smart. And it's the kind of stuff that I wasn't expecting and I did wonder if they'd ever make that. I guess it's not really a dramatic adjustment, but it's a pretty significant one given what their scheme traditionally is. And they did a lot of stuff that's not within the traditional scheme that Matt likes to run. So I loved that. And that to me was a big key. And I think it probably did surprise the 49ers. But of course, none of it works unless the offensive line steps up, which they really did.
They really did. That game was very, very surprising for a lot of Packer fans, and I was here for all of the surprise. It was like you know, you're expecting it just felt like going into that game, everybody was expecting this huge kind of letdown. So everybody was kind of being like, all right, well, the Packers are going to lose, so I'm just going to, like, I do this to myself, right? I think something's going to happen, so I try to, like, set my expectations to get them right. And it was a great game overall, but it was a very, very pleasant surprise to a lot of Eeyore Packer fans. Let me tell you that right now.
Oh, the Eeyores of the world, goodness knows. Yeah. Talking about continuing on the offensive side of the ball, I thought you would appreciate this. You've always loved dinking and dunking. It's always been a favorite.
Yeah, who doesn't?
An offensive attack. Well, Mike McCarthy for one. But he's now in Dallas. I love the quick passing game really got them rolling. And I think it was a great example of being a complement to your running game. There are a number of times that they had Devontae in the slot or just a quick flick to somebody, MVS or somebody on the perimeter. There were so many times where they set guys up to block for a quick throw to Devontae. And I think the first nine throws, something like that, the average speed out of Rodgers' hands was 2.2 seconds. Like, that's a really good way of eliminating a pass rush. You know, that's a really good way of making sure those defensive ends and the front in general can't get after your quarterback. If he's flipping it under 3 seconds, I mean, good luck. You're not going to breathe on the quarterback. So I love that the quick passing game. And it's funny because I think in that game, a lot of people are, you know, they're going to remember the runs. They're going to remember the drama at the end with a lot of the deep passes, the deep shots that Rodgers did connect with, or maybe that he didn't connect with. But it was really, going back and watching it, I had kind of forgotten how much the quick rhythm passing game really got them rolling early on. And I think that was really smart. The idea of just get the ball out of Aaron's hand, get it in space, get it to your playmakers. I loved that.
Well, and to that that quick passing game, there was this one play in particular. It's the touchdown to Devontae, and where he hits Devontae to the left. And it's crazy because Devontae goes in motion, then does the like backup thing, which I've never seen before. I've never seen us execute that play like that, right? And then those kind of things were the cleverness that I've always been looking for from Coach that I thought we were going to see in week one. So apparently what Coach needs is he needs an adversary that he's punching up on. Because as soon as he starts punching down, maybe he feels like, you know, Sean Payton's punching down, you know? Maybe he just didn't, you know, he didn't have enough of a chip, but like Shanahan, he gets up for it. So I'm kind of excited too, because, you know, nothing better than the Packers winning a game that no one thinks they should. That was literally
those are the best feelings.
2010 for all of us, right? When the national media all picks, although you were actually saying it was interesting, a lot of people were picking the Packers.
I was surprised how many of the folks on the pregame on Sunday night were taking the Packers. Yeah, I thought it would be one of those consensus, you know, you see all San Francisco logos, but there were a number of people picking the Packers.
Too.
So that was nice. It was nice. But to your point, they have used that action one other time where Devontae fakes like he's going to go across the formation and then darts back. And it was actually in a goal-to-go situation. But what they also did, to your point, about creativity against people he knows – he did do the play last year in the playoff game against McVay where they brought Devontae all the way across the formation on the goal line. And then he booked ass back and then Rodgers just hit him right away. And it was before the Rams could make the switch and Ramsey could get over. And that's where Ramsey got all upset. That's another example of using Devontae and using creativity and just, you know, utilizing the quick release of Aaron Rodgers where I do think a part of that is, okay, Sean, I know you know every play in the playbook. We're all running the same scheme. I got to come up with something and utilize one of my chess pieces in Devontae to, you know, get the better of your defense. And he did exactly that. I think there's something to that, what you're talking about there, no doubt. Final thing on the offense, we're going to talk about some nitty-gritty, some dirty work.
Oh, dear.
Because goodness knows, you know, the pretty boys get all the pub and you score big touchdowns or you throw touchdowns or you make a big kick and everyone talks about you. But not a lot of people talking about Robert Tonyan and Alan Lazard this week. And I'm here to tell you, they came to play. They did the dirty work. And I put the clip up on Twitter of Tonyan laying out Bosa. I think everyone's seen that at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't think what a lot of people recognize is how much Tonyan and Lazard did in the running game, both kind of out in space, but also in line. Lazard crashed down a number of times. Tonyan came in formation a number of times and really rooted guys out and helped the running game. Also, Lazard, mad props after the horrible kick coverage that gifted the 49ers their field position at the end of the first half. He literally came to Mo Drayton, this is LaFleur said this, and Aaron Rodgers echoed it today in his presser, and said, put me on kick coverage. Can't have this. I mean, that's your guy, man. That's what you want. You're talking about a guy who's all in and like understands that it takes everybody not only doing their role, but ready to kind of go above and beyond if something's clearly falling down or not up to snuff. I love the idea of Lazard going to Mo Drayton and go, look, you need me. You know, you haven't put me on teams, but I want to be on teams. That's a guy, you know, in a contract year.
I kind of feel like,
you know,
he's trying to make him. He's trying to sell. I mean, I do feel like if you see, if you're Alan Lazard, right, there's some self-awareness you'd like to see there, right? Where it's like, hey, you know, I'm four on the depth chart right now, right? And I got Amari behind me, right? And Amari's not going to get any slower anytime soon, right? So, you know, you got to imagine what are the ways you're going to differentiate yourself so you are available to the quarterback on what we need, which is really, you know, we need Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon to really take over this offense, in my opinion. And the sooner that that happens, the better off we are going to be. We are going straight. I mean, I'm living my life right now, Nagler. I don't know if you know this, but you're kind of part of it. So I am basically I'm living my life on the premise that we are going to have the NFC Championship game at Lambeau and go to the Super Bowl. And
that's a fine way to live, sir.
Okay, so I'm literally planning my life like this. So I need Alan Lazard to figure out, which he's doing a good job of, by the way. I'm not lamenting in this case. Right, I need him to figure out where he fits, Nagler, so that he can have the most impact on this team. You know what I'm saying?
It makes total sense. Absolutely. And to make the team the optimal version of the Green Bay Packers. Because there are many ways and routes and roads they can travel. Right? Every year is different.
Yep.
Aaron again echoed your sentiment, the thing that you talked about a couple weeks ago that you liked, where
relearning how to win. Relearn how to win.
With these guys and with this team, because every team is different. So this path could go any number of ways. And Alan Lazard stepping up and saying, put me on teams, this is unacceptable. That's the optimal version of the Green Bay Packers. And that's what we want out of each and every one of these guys. How can they help and make their team, this particular iteration of the Green Bay Packers, the optimal, ultimate version? That's all we want. And, you know, after that, yes, they'll play the games and they'll win hopefully a lot and lose a few. And hopefully, like you say, in Lambeau for the NFC Championship game, headed to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm talking about. That is it. And what I'm also talking about is the defense. Because let me tell you, Eric Stokes, he answered the call. You get this guy who, you know, according to the information we have, did not wake up Sunday morning thinking, hey, I'm going to start tonight on Sunday Night Football. You know, Kevin King was
good. You got to imagine week, he had a apparently. Good, he got a good, he got a, he knew he could, right? He knew by Friday,
possibly,
right?
That he did. Maybe. I mean, we had no inkling from the practice reports. Nobody on the beat. Right. Saw anything wrong with Kevin. He was practicing. Then they fly out on Saturday, and then Sunday, Stokes is starting. So, you know, whatever that window was, it's not like he practiced all week to be the starter. Mm-hmm. And he did. He played every single defensive snap. And I think played extremely well. You know, yes, he takes his lumps. Yes, he got a ticky-tack bullshit interference penalty. And here's the problem is, like, one of his issues in college was being grabby at the top of routes. And he did a really good job on the play where he got flagged of not grabbing. Yes, he places his hand on the shoulder, but he doesn't turn him. He doesn't grab him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't push him. He just places his hand to know where the offensive player is. And then the guy falls down, and then he gets a penalty. And it's so I got to think it's so frustrating for Eric, in the sense of, I know this is what something I got to work on. This is something that you know I got dinged a lot in college. He had a number of holding penalties, and this idea that, God, he finally kind of didn't panic, like blah blah blah, and he still gets the flag. That's got to be frustrating. But other than that play, I thought kid held up really well. Really promising.
Which is saying a lot, considering he's a rookie. And also, it was his third game. And also, like you said, he didn't have any idea he was going to start or not. Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. The NFL is incredible, if you really think about it, because the jump from the college to the pros, it does get shorter with some teams, so Ohio States of the world, et cetera. But, you know, it's got to be a jump. And it's almost a different game in some ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, guys talk about that all the time. Aaron talked about it on his press conference earlier today. Speaking of the defense, I got to give a shout out to Joe Barry, who I thought, you know, yes, Kyle took advantage of it in places, but for the most part, I thought he not only had a nice game plan, but his patience was really apparent and commendable, especially after a week where the narrative was, oh, Matt had to talk to him at halftime, which is kind of nonsense, but had, you know, told him to send more pressure or whatever. And he did send pressure intermittently. He did mix it up quite a bit as far as where he sent and how he sent said pressure. But after the Ayuk touchdown, where he sent big pressure, I mean, that was one of the few like big pressure calls he had all night. He was really judicious and patient with, I got to suspect it's got to eat you up with these third down killer penalties, most of them nonsense, keeping drives alive, or what probably should have been an incomplete pass called as a completion, blah, 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 helping drives sustain, to get kind of impatient and start, oh, fuck this, I'm sending pressure. Like, I'm going to like, and I thought his pressure, I thought his patience was rewarded both like with Kenny Clark's big play when he caused the fumble. You know, that's, you know, that's not a big pressure call. That's Kenny making a play. That's trusting your guys. But also, yes, they drove down and they scored to take, you know, the go ahead, but they had to execute at such a high level. There's that one reception that was it Ayuk or one of the receivers had where Jair's right there. I mean, the quarterback is literally getting hit as he lets it go. Jair is legit hand in the between the two hands of the receiver.
Yeah.
Guy just makes a great play and he still catches it. It's just, and that sustains the drive, another first down. Like, it was a well called game and he never succumbed to a panic call that I saw where it was like, I got to make something happen, you know? And I, for a guy, and I've said my piece about Joe. I don't, you know, I haven't been wildly optimistic, but that gave me some hope. I got to admit that I really thought he called a really good game, despite the fact that, yeah, they drove up and down the field in the second half. They scored points and blah, blah, blah. But again, between penalties and just some amazing plays made by the opposition, they get paid too, you know?
Well, I was, and also
I was hopeful, you know, coming off that performance.
Preston Smith, is there something Joe Barry is doing to utilize Preston Smith in a more effective way than was done last year? Because you know, anytime we needed to generate something, you know, we knew we could rely on Kenny, but it seemed like every time you turned around, you know, besides the lunch pail play was pretty nice, which was not Preston, but you know, every time you kind of turned around, you were like, oh, there's Preston Smith. Oh, there's Preston Smith. Oh, there's Preston Smith.
He has such a good game. Yes.
It's great. Like, you want to see that. Agree. And when Z comes back, like, here's the crazy thing, right? So Preston Smith coming up, Z and Kenny, those three is a triangle, you know, and then you add in Slayton. And I thought it was very interesting that Slayton had a play, right? After we saw how good he was.
Well, what's crazy, Slayton helped pressure into a sack for a bunch of other people, including Rashawn Gary, who also had a number of pressures.
Yep.
But he played two snaps, Slate.
Yeah.
Two snaps. Yeah. Like, get this kid on the field. And I think that's
you gotta feel good if you're Slayton, if you're making that kind of play. Yeah. If you're making that kind of on two plays. Like, that's
on two
that's
plays. So I'm in on it. I'm with you. I think Preston's been I'm not going to say a revelation, but damn, you talk about a guy who's clearly hungry. He obviously took the pay cut and can make that money back with production. He's playing like he's got his hair on fire, and I love it. And I don't think it's any kind of secret. He's playing within the scheme. He's being physical as hell. He's really held up well in the run game. Last year, I think he got caught a number of times trying to press to get to the quarterback and got taken advantage of at times in the run game. God, he is playing run first like a bat out of hell this year. Like, he is like, you will not get around this edge. And if you do, I'm going to trip you up. There's no way. Or I'm going to get the holding call because it's going to be apparent that I can't get to the running back. He is. Yeah, I think he is something, you know, maybe it's the desire to reach those incentives. Who knows? But yeah, something lit a fire there, and he is playing extremely well. I very much agree with that. Speaking of guys who are playing well, I want to talk quickly about Devondre Campbell, because he has gotten better each game. That's a guy who I spent all offseason saying I think he was going to be an industrial strength band-aid. Like, I didn't expect him to be as good as he was Sunday night. And I don't think he's been great throughout all three games, but I think the progression from the Saints game to the Lions game to Sunday night's game, if that continues, oh, baby, they got something there. They got a player. It's been a while since they had a player at inside backer in Green Bay. And he, whether it's diagnosing against the run, whether it's turning, flipping his hips in the passing game and taking guys downfield, so nice to see. It's just so nice to see not just competence, but, you know, action, active, getting, diagnosing and flying to the football. There was that kind of sequence where the 49ers kind of got rolling coming out of the halftime, attacking the edge. And finally, like three plays into it, Campbell said, enough of this nonsense. And he flies out of his inside backer spot and stops him for a 1 yard gain. And that got him off their script. And then, you know, they had to really switch their tactic. But yeah, I think his play on Sunday night was really promising. And I think he's really kind of brought it and improved every week in the scheme, and you love to see that.
You know what's really crazy is that we're about to go into the fourth game of the season. What happened to week one? Why does this always happen? Like, week right. one feels so long ago. It's long like, ago, oh, remember yep. when we lost against the Saints? And, like, mm-hmm. I thought, like, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. You like wait for it for, you know, how many months? 8 months. And then you're
forever
into yep. four.
Longest offseason of pro sports. Yep.
We got the Pittsburgh Steelers at Lambeezy. And, you know, I talked to a Pittsburgh Steelers fan today who he kind of had the Eeyore thing going on. You know, I was talking to him. He's we're going into Lambo. He's like, you know, we figured out the contract for, you know, I'm just like, wow, you don't sound very confident right now. You're not sounding confident, buddy.
Well, here's the thing about the Steelers game. All right. So, yeah, I can totally understand why their fans might sound like Eeyore, given the play of Ben Roethlisberger. There is legit conversation in Pittsburgh, probably not in the building, but around the team about, should they bench Big Ben? And I'm like, holy cow. You talk I mean, what's crazy is like that they brought him back.
That's
you
crazy.
Know, and I understand it was like, okay, he makes the decision and like, oh, I'm back for one more year. I got to think there were people inside the building in Pittsburgh going, oh, no. But at the same time, have they planned for life after Ben? It doesn't seem so. You know, they don't. What is the alternative? So maybe there's someone sitting on the bench, some young hotshot I'm not aware of that is going to come in and light it up that people are clamoring for. Although the backup quarterback's always the most popular guy in town when the quarterback isn't playing well. But man, Big Ben, holy cow. And I thought, you know, because you see this stuff on Twitter and you're like, okay, people are talking about how bad he's playing. You know, it can't be that bad. Holy shit, it's that bad. Like, going back
well,
and watching
saw,
the last two games,
you
holy,
you
moly.
Saw some of that last season from him too. You
yeah,
saw
a lot
some
of that last
just
season.
Like
exactly, it, nothing's
games
changed.
Of you're like, what's,
well, what's
going
crazy
on?
To me? What's crazy to me is like you saw all everything last year, right? And it was very clear Ben's at the end. Like this is the end. And if he does decide, okay, I'm coming back, which he did, well, then go and design or try and build your team at least a little bit around. Okay, we're going to run the football. And I guess they did that because they got Najee Harris, but their offensive line can't block for shit. And it's like they should be pounding the football. And what they look like on offense is like a remix / reboot of the Packers week one down in Jacksonville against New Orleans. Like it's nothing but spread. It's just a quarterback trying to make shit happen and essentially failing over and over and over again. It's crazy to me. But yeah, Harris, he's such a good back. He could be a big problem for the Packers in the passing game. Who knows the running game. You never know with the Packers, like which defense is going to show up. Maybe this will be the get right game for the Steelers running game. But I suspect the Packers will be able to bottle him up in the running game, but in the passing game, he has the potential to really hurt Green Bay. Like, this kid is really good with the ball in his hands, and I got to think, although they haven't done it extensively, I got to think if there's a week where the Steelers' offensive coaches go, okay, let's get this kid involved. If we can't run the ball, let's get him the ball in space in the passing game. This is the week, because he could really do some damage against the Packers. I really think so. But speaking before we head into blogosphere, the last thing I want to touch on real quick, Juju Smith-Schuster should play, which obviously creates some fun matchups to look at between, you know, him, Claypool, Jair, Stokes, maybe Kevin King, who knows. But TJ Watt is up in the air. He's not, I don't think he practiced today. I don't think he's expected to practice much this week, but he could play. But if they obviously don't get, you know, if TJ's not up, obviously a monster break for the Green Bay Packers, which we'll take every break we can get. You know, anything else on the Steelers before we head into the 100%. Next part there, Corey?
No, I kept waiting for the graphics to show up on there, but I'm ready for the, next segment. I guess I'm ready to dance.
Okay. Traditionally, we don't do the underneath for the preview part, but I can add that if you.
Oh, why was I? Oh,
let's go to. Gotcha. Let's go to blogosphere as we're having a creative meeting here in the middle of our show.
This week in the Packer blogosphere.
That's right. It's this week in the Packer blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. Corey, you know, a lot of times we'll look around the old Packer blogosphere and we'll find stuff that we disagree with or things that we think are out of sorts, out of hand, ill-conceived.
Yep.
Not this week. Not this week.
Nope.
This week, one of our own took the internet by storm. Matt Mamba, who some of you may know as Unstable Packers Fan on our YouTube channel, delivered his weekly video, and at the end of it was possibly the greatest thing that has ever been placed on these here internet tubes. We're not going to play the song itself because we don't want to demonetize this video, the Packer Transplants video, but we will roll his video while we talk about it, because this was, I mean, Nicholas, roll this thing, because, okay, so he's showing the footage, and like, the beat is incredible. I've heard it on TikTok.
It's off the Reese's Cup song.
So he does this rap.
Mason Crosby.
What I love is that he does this all in his house. He's just like hanging out in his house, like making this rap video, and it's so good.
That one video, it is good. It's hilarious. That one video he made the 2 weeks ago after the Saints game, where he threw the TV outside. That was hilarious. So right. That was so
That's what
funny.
I mean. He's just hanging around his house making videos. Like, it's so great. So, if you haven't, you have to. I'm telling you, we can't do it justice. You have to go listen to the Mason Crosby song. It's both on our YouTube channel for the Week 3 Unstable Packers fan video, and also on Matt's channel, the solo version of the song. It is exemplary, and it is absolutely outstanding. I cannot tell you how much joy it brought me listening to it yesterday. I was legit laughing so hard. I was
all of his videos so far. Like, it's ridiculous. Okay, not to toot our own horn, but like, it is kind of ridiculous.
But go ahead.
Like, Sunday, okay, we got watch party.
Don't ask me to sing.
Okay, which. Watch right. Party into Packers Daily, into Carry the G, into Packers Daily, into maybe a Packs with Cheese Said, a Matt Mamba release, into a Packers Daily, into a Packer Transplants. I'm already tired. Can I go to sleep now? Wow. So YouTube comments, let's do it. Oh, Matt Mamba's in the chat. What's up, Matt? Matt Mamba.
Great job on the video, buddy.
I'm going to start.
Good stuff.
Good job on the video. We did not play the video just because we want people to watch the real,
we didn't play
the real
audio.
Deal.
They got
the
go
real.
To
we
the
played it. Yeah.
Track.
So I'm gonna go to the supers and what I got in the queue. So I want to start with. Let me make sure the team's ready to go. I want to start with Judy Boucher. Thanks for the super chat. Finally caught a live transplants. Thanks for what you do. That's awesome.
Thank you, Judy.
That's great.
Glad to have you on board. Thanks for the super chat and thanks for watching.
Chris Coombs, been watching Bears media react to the Browns game. Is it possible to overdose on Schadenfreude? I know how to say that, and I can't say it.
There you go.
Asking for a friend, ..
It's so good. It's up there with listening to Bears radio, post-game radio, after they lose.
Ooh, Bears radio.
I mean, that is so – it's so great. After they lose, it's one of the best forms of entertainment in the world. Can't recommend it enough.
Luke Carnes, just wanted to say love this and go Pack Go. Appreciate you, Luke.
Oh, thanks Luke.
Super chat.
Thanks, Luke. Go Pack Go.
Jeffrey Smith. Okay, so I thought Jeffrey was like calling me out on this one. It's really funny. This is why I did it. Corey is a tool. I thought that's what he was saying, right? But he's like, no, Corey is a tool. Corey is a Tool fan, huh? You the man, huge Tool fan, go Packers. So I have no idea how Jeff found out I'm a Tools fan, a Tool fan. I am a huge Tool fan. I love
you
Tool.
Are a huge. I will attest.
Nagler,
I've known Corey a very long
not
time.
A Tool fan.
I am not.
So let's just
Corey.
This is so
a big Tool fan.
I love Tool. They're great. So thanks for calling me a Tool, Jeffrey. Appreciate it. Massimiliano Margagliotti. I almost got that pretty good, Nagler.
You get a much
I
better
almost got that.
Job with his name. Dude. I literally only call him M on Packers Daily because
I love
name
your
time.
Name.
You
that's
real.
That's
job.
Amazing name. Massimiliano Margagliotti.
What is this, a Pixar
That's
film?
Amazing.
What are you doing over there?
Thanks to the super chat. Kudos to Tunyon blocking and catching everything.
Yes, everything, correct. No doubt. Thank you, Em.
Overshadow Sean, big ups to the man with the best mullet in the world, keeping cool when many of us, fingers pointed at myself, were freaking out 37 seconds left. Yeah, I noticed that Nagler didn't clip that, where literally, I go, oh yeah, 37 seconds, we're fine. And I was just
No. I did, I had it in there, but it was so long, and there's such a long pause of nothingness. Like, I had to, like, clip it, you know what I mean? I'll get a version where, because I do want to like highlight how you were, because you legit, I told a couple people, including somebody on the coaching staff, I was like, Corey was legit like saying what was going to happen, and then it happened like for the last 3 minutes of the game. Like, you kept saying it's going to do this and we're going to do that and this is going to happen, and it all happened. It was great.
And kudos to some of the Twitter guys. I follow one of the guys. I can't remember his name. I didn't give it to you for the script. Where they were in the stands. There's two of them. The Green Bay Press Gazette just did a story on them.
God, I should have.
And they're in
that.
The stands,
yes.
And everybody's doing that Dallas thing where the
so
guy's
great.
Like laughing at all the
so
people
great.
Behind him that are like 37 seconds too much. Is so good.
No problem. There's no problem. So good.
Oh, sweet. Should I add that to the queue? Massimiliano said that I had an excellent pronunciation, so I'm proud of
well
myself
done.
Now.
Wait, say it again. Arthur, say it again. One more time.
Wait, I gotta look at it. Massimiliano Margagliotti.
Massimiliano. See, I got it now. All right. I'll do
it. It's the Margagliotti that's hard. Once I kind of think
about
that,
I'll never
that,
do that.
It's
I'll
hard.
Only do the first name. That's tough enough.
The Massimiliano, that's a really cool name, by the way. I just think
that's
a really
a great
cool name.
I love it.
Arthur Basso, I think it's Basso. People quick to forget Steelers beat the Bills in Buffalo. I know they looked like 80s Packers last week, but can't take this one lightly. I'm going, by the way. Sweet. Nice, Arthur.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah,
week,
I mean,
week.
You know.
No doubt about it. No
what do
doubt
we say?
About
is there ever a trap? Is there ever a trap game? No. Mm-mm. There's never a trap game.
No such thing as a trap game. Got to be up for it. No time for a letdown.
We're getting some. This is nice. Thank you all. Dustin Schuett, thanks for Super Chat. Hey, guys. Thanks for doing this. Bjorquez is a weapon. It's like anything. If I bought Corey a Bjorquez jersey, would he wear it? The answer is
Bjorquez.
No.
Bjorquez.
I will not. Bjorquez. Wait, that's what. There's something else. Isn't there like a joke that does that? Bjorquez. There's like a whole thing that does that. That's like a joke on SNL or something.
I have no idea. I'm sure you're right.
Okay, I will wear. Okay, here's what I'm gonna lay this.
Oh
out.
Boy, here we go. Here we go. Somebody clip this.
A Corey Bjorquez jersey.
Nice.
Can I say that right now.
There you go.
A Corey Bjorquez jersey when Corey Bjorquez scores a touchdown. Boom! 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 Boom!
Damn.
Boom! 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 Here we go.
So wait,
Dustin Schuett, thanks.
So it's gonna be like a fake. field goal probably is where it's direct snap. He's the holder, but he picks it up and yep. runs it in. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. Or he kicks a punt. Okay. And the guy fumbles and he runs
fumbles
it, in for
it and he That's runs possible. Down and picks it up and runs it in for potential. Touchdown. I got either what either is Dustin, acceptable for the Corey Banky wears the jersey challenge. Got it.
Yeah. Dustin Shewitt, thanks again for the super chat. If Corey's mullet and Aaron's Holmgren stash were in a fight to the death, what hair wins?
Well, Corey's obviously there's so much more of it. Like there's no doubt.
There's so
now,
much more. It just overwhelms you.
You check back in a month, that might be a different story. But we'll, for now, it's definitely Corey's mullet. No question.
There's a lot of super chats. Okay, I got Tyler Good. Stewart. Tyler, thank you for the $20 super chat. Making up for all the great free Cheesehead TV content, you guys rock. Also for some help with some public peer pressure from my friend Greg to join me at the Packers game here in Minnesota this year. Greg,
what are you doing, Greg?
What are you
chicken?
Doing?
What is up, Greg? Fucking Greg. Every time,
get it
Greg.
Together.
Every time. Get to the game together, in Minneapolis, Greg.
Ridiculous. I have no time for Greg. Norman Gratz, thanks for the super chat. Hey, that was me in the stands, LOL. Yes, it was, Norman. I couldn't
up,
remember
buddy?
Your name. Norman, what's up, buddy? Great job. Dude, great content.
Hilarious.
I follow you on Twitter now. I know you don't care, but I do follow you. So.
No, and I love Kurt Benker gave you a shout out.
I'm ready for more.
Did you see that? Kurt Benker retweeted him and was like, somebody give this legend a sideline pass. I was like, yes, all in on that. Norman, great job, buddy.
I liked it. Good job. Ken Hansen, thanks to Super Chat. Ken, how was the new Patreon format last night? Sorry, I missed it. So I missed it too, Ken. I was getting drunk on Spotted Cow at a chamber party in Greenville.
And for that reason, it did not kick off last night. It will probably debut next week. But we had a great happy hour last night, I will say. It was a lot of fun. Lots of spirited talk. Obviously, after a game like that, you can expect it. But it was much better technically. I was actually the host, so I could mute people, which was sometimes.
Oh, you figured out Zoom? Good job.
Oh,
Good
yeah, job, it was dude. Great. Only 2 years into the pandemic, got Zoom figured out. Thanks, coach. Do I work for a
that
technology
so
company?
Funny.
What are you talking about?
That was so funny last week when you were like, I can't, I'm not the host. The only thing funnier than that is when the guy was a cat when he showed up to the judge. That was
the
really
judge,
funny. That's man. Like the classic.
Judge. But, no,
I think
the judge
that,
was
I think
the
guy
cat.
Who's
the judge was the
no
cat.
No
that was it
no it, he's like no I'm sorry your honor I'm it was the lawyer I think it was the defense lawyer
oh was the
cat.
Lawyer I thought
and
it was
he's
the
like,
judge that was
like I'm not no, a cat right. And he's like yeah we know you're not a cat fool.
Thank you.
And then
okay it wasn't that right. Bad thank you very much.
It was almost. We got another super chat. Boy and G. Higler's oh, here. I got to add it to the queue. Hello. You got to do it. Oh, Paige got it for me. Thanks, Paige. From Boy and G. Nagler's mustache are good enough to take us to the Super Bowl, but we'll also need Banky's mustache for Packers to jump the last hurdle. Okay. I'm ready. I got a mustache.
Wow. Throwing it down. I like
here's
that.
The thing, okay? I don't know, actually. This has never been examined. But I don't know who can grow the better mustache, me or Nagler. Because I really feel if
that
I
has
worked
not been
at it
examined.
With
oil, you're right.
It hasn't been examined, but I really truly feel in my soul, okay, and you're going to love this, and you're going to know exactly why I said you're going to love this. I no. am pretty sure if I worked hard at it, I could have a Raleigh Fingers mustache. I'm just
oh,
for it, you know what I'm saying?
There is no fiber of my being that doubts that. Yes, 1,000%. I could totally see that. And someone said today on Daily that like if the Packers keep winning and I have to keep growing this thing, I need to like go handlebar like twirl on the
yeah,
outside.
You got
to
get
like,
the oils. You
got to
get
the
you
oils.
You got to get the
and,
essential
like, the
oils that smell like Milwaukee.
See, I think you go that route. I'm going much more like, you know, Sam Elliott in Big Lebowski, like big.
What are you? Are you afraid to go Raleigh Fingers? Are you is it too hipster for you? Is that what it is?
It's a little hipster. That's what I said this morning. I was like, I fit right
yeah,
in.
I know you're worried about it. I knew it would be the hipster.
I don't want to be. I don't want anyone to confuse me with someone who lives in fucking Brooklyn. Let's put it that way. All right.
True. When you live
Queens,
in Queens.
Queens for life, baby.
So yeah, Green Bay for life. Hey, so I got two more. Oz right. Osborne has I'm tricking the team.
Oz, you made it. What's up, Oz? Oz gave
Oz Osborne.
I love Oz. Oz gave me a
You're
shout out
love what
on
he put.
Twitter. Literally said, What time is transplants? And there it is.
That's what he put here. Then we got analog.
Were you able to make?
Weapon.
Wait, are you only showing up Oz at the end now? And you thought that 6 p.m. Eastern was 5 p.m. Eastern because I told you 5 p.m. Eastern, and now you're just showing up. So I don't know, buddy.
You know he fell asleep. I'm sorry if you
the conversion. Yeah, he fell asleep.
Come on, we know what happened. And analog weapon with the super chat, which I appreciate the super chat. Zoom sucks big time. So there you go. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
You could not have, nailed it any better.
I mean, I like Zoom over all the other ones, though. I'm going to be honest with you. I like Zoom over Teams, like Zoom over Google Meet. I like Zoom over WebEx.
Yeah, right? I agree with that. Oh, hey, you know what? Hey, we were talking about old transplants earlier. Like, you know whose podcast I was on this afternoon, who will be up later tonight? Greg Bedard of the old Greg Bedard Siren. Yeah.
Bedard Siren.
We were talking about because Brady's coming into Foxborough, so they're doing the whole oh my God, legendary quarterback coming back to our place thing. So I talked to him about that, and we started talking about the Bedard Siren, and I was like, man, those are some fun times. Remember when we used to have Greg on the show and we would have the Bedard Siren go off whenever he showed up? Those good times. Good times.
Yeah,
had by all.
You mean when he was the only person from.
Who
he
would
was
come
the only
on our
person
show?
From JS Online or
give us the
that
time
liked
of day.
Us?
Green Bay Press Gazette. Yep. Oh, I remember it well.
I remember that.
But in other appearance news, I'll be on Gary Vaynerchuk's weekly NFL podcast with DraftKings tomorrow afternoon.
We
record
snap.
Late in the afternoon. It'll be up tomorrow evening, but we'll obviously link to it on the website. But be on the lookout.
Why?
Because we're going to be talking.
Well, you have to.
We're talking. Packers Steelers, they're doing a featured thing with the Steelers in the Packers game.
But is he on his podcast?
Mm-hmm. It's him hosting, and then it's some other influencer who has who is a big Steelers fan, than me representing the Packers, and then we're going to talk about the game.
Dude, you got to get him to do a TikTok with you, bro. He's big on TikTok. Just letting you know,
bruh. Tell me about it,
bro.
Yeah, you know who I got to get to do a TikTok with me is fucking AJ Dillon. We do a weekly show with the guy. I want some of that TikTok love. That's what I want.
Well, what are you waiting for, Nagler?
I don't know. Just something amazing, I guess. Everybody who's a Pixar fan knows what that's from. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, quick shout out to all our Patreon members. Like we were talking about earlier, thank you so much. Last night was a lot of fun. Happy Hour was back on track. It was good to see you all again. The support of Patreon really, really helps Cheesehead TV. We cannot overstate it. Thank you so much for the support. If you want to help support Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page. Obviously, everything that we do here at Cheesehead TV, it's very bootstrapped. You go anywhere on the internet, any place you go where you're consuming Packers content, go high enough up the chain, there is some kind of corporate entity supporting it, not at Cheesehead TV. We are completely, completely independent. So Patreon members, you guys, I was talking to you guys last night about it. You guys are really the lifeblood of what we do. So thank you so very much. Just wanted to get that out there. Corey, you got anything else for everybody before we head out this week?
No. I will say technically we are part of a corporate entity, but we're not part of a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate. I'm just going to put that out there.
That's technically correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I think. It's mean. We have some resources, but they are bootstrapped resources.
We ain't got no Viacom money. We ain't got
we're a bootstrap
inside of a
bootstrap. We ain't got
no ESPN Disney bullshit,
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
That's all
independent,
I'm saying.
Baby. Independent for life. Come on.
For life. Unless the Packers offer us $10 billion, and then we'll talk about it. But that'll do it for this episode of Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank everyone who makes Cheesehead TV part of their daily Packers routine. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
What do we like to do? Put the best what out there. Come on, Nagler, help me out. Best five, all right? Best five. we like to do?